BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. It's now feared that more than 40 people died when a Russian passenger plane made an emergency landing at an airport in Moscow. Dramatic film footage shows the rear of the Sukhoi superjet aircraft being engulfed in flames as it hurtles along the runway. Previous estimates suggested about a dozen people had died. President Trump says he plans to sharply increase tariffs on a wide range of imports from China. The move, which he said would take effect on Friday, would mark an intensification of the trade dispute between the world's two biggest economies. Mr. Trump said negotiations with China had been going too slowly. Israel has killed a senior Palestinian militant in Gaza on a day of heightened violence between the two sides. The Israelis accused him of channeling Iranian money to Palestinian fighters. A foreign ministry spokesman told the BBC that Israel would continue to carry out airstrikes until the security of its citizens was ensured. Rocket attacks launched from Gaza have continued. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov has told the United States to abandon what he called its irresponsible plans for regime changes in Venezuela. He was speaking after a meeting in Moscow with his Venezuelan counterpart, Jorge Arreaza. Brunei has in effect reversed a ruling to introduce the death penalty for sodomy, rape and adultery. Following a worldwide outcry, the country's ruler said a 20-year moratorium on the death penalty would be extended. The South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has addressed tens of thousands of people at a Johannesburg stadium in a final rally ahead of Wednesday's election. He promised to continue the fight against corruption and to accelerate the redistribution of land. Hundreds of foreign domestic workers in Lebanon have protested against legislation that they say leaves them vulnerable to abuse from employers they took to the streets of Beirut to demand the scrapping of the controversial kafala system. BBC News.